So we're looking ahead to the budget later on this week. What will it entail? How will it affect Cornwall? And what sort of things are businesses in Cornwall looking to see happen in that budget on Wednesday? Well, with me is Richard Glover, Chief Executive of Cornwall Chamber of Commerce. So, Richard, what sort of things do you think businesses are looking for in the budget?
We're hoping for some more direct support for businesses. So what we need actually are cuts in some of the taxation. The national insurance contributions that are planned for rise need to be held at least where they are now and preferably reduced. We need to see a cut in fuel duty. We need to see a delivery on some of the rhetoric that's been coming up that the government haven't been delivering on to date.
Such as?
We're going to cut regulation for business. There's been no evidence of any of that stuff. We're going to speed up the planning process. There's been no evidence of that stuff. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of well-meaning talk about how we're going to encourage business and how small businesses are the heart of the economy. And then most of the things that both the government and the Bank of England have been doing to date have been about supporting big businesses, banks and the big FTSE 100 companies to continue to roll forward with their domination of the market, really.
You mentioned obviously about fuel duty. I mean, that's big for a place so far away from on the road network from other places in the country. I mean, how are businesses suffering because of the amount they're paying?
Obviously, the most significant thing is profit margins are being cut. We rent an office from a haulier. They pay hundreds of thousands of pounds a month in fuel costs. A 1 or 2% increase in fuel duty, and suddenly you go from making a profit on a journey to not making a profit on a journey. And jobs depend on that stuff.
And we have seen a lot of jobs go in Cornwall recently. If the government doesn't give you that budget you're looking for, what are your predictions for the next year?
What we're getting at the moment is businesses are quite positive about where sales are going. We're beginning to see more inquiries, and we're beginning to, just across all sectors really, signs that activity is increasing. The difficulty is that the growth in sales, headline sales, is being passed quite quickly by the growth in costs. So that if you get a 4% increase in sales, that's hooray, but if you get a 20% increase in costs at the same time, you're making less money. And for the last 4 years, especially small businesses have been trying to hold off, keep things going so that they don't have to lose staff. But there's a limit to how long you can go without making a profit. And if there's not a sign of hope on the cost front, which I'm afraid is mostly taxation and regulation, you're going to lose heart that the growth in sales is not going to be enough for you to be able to maintain your current work base.